TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features journalist and historian Mikhail Zygar, recorded live at TED 2018.
TED Talks Daily is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at Progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
If you're struggling to keep up with all the latest innovations in tech and what they'll mean for your life, TED Tech has you covered. Get ahead of the curve with digestible downloads on some of the biggest ideas in technology, from AI and virtual reality to clean tech. Find TED Tech wherever you get your podcasts.
What is history? It is something written by the winners. There is a stereotype that history should be focused on the rulers, like Lenin or Trotsky. As a result, people in many countries, like mine, Russia, look at history as something that was predetermined or determined by the leaders. And common people could not influence it in any way. Many Russians today do not believe that Russia could ever have been or ever will be a truly democratic nation, and this is due to the way history has been framed to the citizens of Russia. And this is not true. To prove it, I spent 2 years of my life trying to go 100 years back to the year 1917, a year of the Russian Revolution. I asked myself, what if the internet and Facebook existed 100 years ago? So, last year, we built a social network for the dead people named Project1917.com. My team and I created our software, digitized and uploaded all possible real diaries and letters written by more than 3,000 people 100 years ago. So, any user of our website or application can follow a news feed for each day of 1917 and read what people like Stravinsky or Trotsky, Lenin or Pavlova, and others thought and felt. We watch all those personalities being ordinary people, like you and me, not demigods. And we see that history consists of their mistakes, fears, weaknesses, not only of their genius ideas. Our project was a shock for many Russians who used to think that our country has always been an autocratic empire and the ideas of freedom and democracy could never have prevailed just because democracy was not our destiny. But if we take a broader look, it's not that black and white. Yes, 1917 led to 70 years of communist dictatorship. But with this project, you see that Russia could have had a different history and a democratic future as any other country could or still can. Reading the posts from 1917, you learn that Russia was the first country in the world to abolish death penalty, or one of the first ones to grant women voting rights. Knowing history and understanding how ordinary people influenced history can help us create a better future, because history is just a rehearsal of what's happening right now. We do need new ways of telling history. And this year, for example, we've started a new online project that is called 1968digital.com. And that is an online documentary series that gives you an impression of that year, 1968, a year marked by global social change that in many ways created the world as we know it now. But we're making that history alive by imagining, what if all the main characters could use mobile phones? Just like that. And we see that a lot of individuals were facing the same challenges and were fighting for the same values, no matter if they lived in the US or in USSR or in France or in China or in Czechoslovakia. By exposing history in such a democratic way through social media, we show that people in power are not the only ones making choices. That gives any user a possibility of reclaiming history. Ordinary people matter. They have an impact. Ideas matter. Journalists, scientists, philosophers matter. We shape the society. We all make history. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com.